It would be just like her not to leave the deck. In that case, perhaps the deck steward would bring her up a cup. If he'd been there, he'd have got it for her, somehow. And for a moment he was on deck, standing over her, watching her little hand fold round the cup in the way she had, while she drank the only cup of tea to be got on board. But now he was back here, and the Lord only knew when that cursed captain would stop hanging about in the stream. He took another turn, up and down, up and down. He walked as far as the cab stand to make sure his driver hadn't disappeared. Back he swerved again to the little flock huddled in the shelter of the banana crates. Little Jean Scott was still wanting her tea. Poor little beggar. He wished he had a bit of chocolate on him. "Here, Jean," he said, "like a lift up." And easily, gently, he swung the little girl onto a higher barrel. The movement of holding her, steadying her, relieved him wonderfully, lightened his heart. "Hold on," he said, keeping an arm round her. "Oh, don't worry about Jean, Mr. Hammond," said Mrs. Scott. "That's all right, Mrs. Scott, no trouble. It's a pleasure. Jean's a little pal of mine, aren't you, Jean?"
"Yes, Mr. Hammond," said Jean, and she ran her finger down the dent of his